A Senate committee heard testimony today that North Korean scientists have recently reprocessed spent nuclear fuel rods into plutonium. The account came from the former head of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, who was part of a delegation of American private citizens who visited North Korea earlier this month. It was the first visit by outsiders to that country's nuclear facilities since North Korea expelled international inspectors a year ago. If what North Korean leaders told members of the delegation is accurate, the country could have accumulated enough plutonium in the last year to make 5 or 6 nuclear bombs. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
Siegfried Hecker is a metallurgist and expert on nuclear weapons. He, along with Professor John Lewis of Stanford University, former State Department official Jack Pritchard, and 2 staffers from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, visited North Korea from January 6th to 10th. They spent most of January 8th at the North Korean nuclear facility at Yongbyon. After the 1994 plutonium freeze with North Korea known as the Agreed Framework, the facilities at Yongbyon stopped operation. 8,000 spent nuclear fuel rods containing plutonium were placed in monitored storage in a cooling pond. Hecker said today the group was shown all the key facilities at Yongbyon, starting with the cooling pond. He said many of the storage grids in the pond were empty, that some of the stainless steel canisters that held fuel rods were also empty, and Hecker said the North Koreans allowed him to choose a closed canister at random to see what was inside.
They did all of the operations, picked up this canister, left it in the water, moved it to a workstation, opened it up, brought the light over. I looked in and there were no fuel rods.
During the course of these interactions, Hecker said the North Korean answers were straightforward and technically sound. He pressed for more information on the fuel rods.
So I asked them, of course, what did you do with them? They told us, they said, we reprocessed them. We not only reprocessed them, but we reprocess them to make plutonium metal.
The U.S. intelligence community estimates that the North Koreans accumulated enough plutonium before the 1994 freeze to make 2 bombs. But there has been much debate over the past year as to whether North Korea in fact has accumulated more. Experts believe that if all 8,000 fuel rods were reprocessed, it would render enough plutonium for another 5 or 6 bombs. The North Koreans told the group they ran all the spent fuel rods through their reprocessing facility from last January to June. The group saw that reprocessing facility, but it was not operating at the time. Then the North Koreans showed the group plutonium they said had been recently reprocessed in both powdered and metal form. Hecker, who has worked extensively with plutonium, said he wanted to examine the metal more closely. He wore protective gloves and it was in a jar. It weighed about 0.5 pound.
And so I held the metal jar with this, you know, presumed plutonium inside to take a closer look. And the first comment I made was, you know, it's not very warm, but it was warm. And the director said right away, well, that's because the 240 isotopic content of the plutonium, that tends to warm up the plutonium more. And he said, it's low 240 content, which also turns out to be the lower the 240, the better weapons grade it makes for the plutonium.
Hecker told the panel everything he saw is consistent with the metal being plutonium, but he did not have enough information to conclude that North Korea has reprocessed all its spent fuel, nor whether it actually has created an explosive device. The group did see that a small nuclear reactor is also operating at Yongbyon. This reactor has the capacity to make enough plutonium each year for 1 more nuclear bomb. In a separate interview, Professor John Lewis of Stanford said the group engaged in much discussion with key North Koreans about the current diplomatic efforts to end the nuclear weapons program. The North Koreans have repeatedly said they would give up the program if the United States gives them security assurances, political recognition, and economic aid. Professor Lewis said that despite what he had seen at Yongbyon, he believes they are serious about a diplomatic settlement to the problem.
They said, within the parameters of where we are now, that is, having reprocessed 8,000 spent fuel rods, having a move to plutonium metal and to weapons, this is still a manageable problem of getting rid of that plutonium, getting rid of the weapons program, shutting down Yongbyon, all of that. In fact, the director at Yongbyon said, you know, we are prepared to do this if there is now a clear understanding and we can live as a state that is, you do not consider an axis of evil.
The last time the U.S. and North Korea met to discuss the issue was in August in Beijing, along with representatives from China, Russia, Japan, and South Korea. It has not been possible to arrange another round of 6-party talks since then. Mike Schuster, NPR News.